好，感谢主。今日年初七啦，咁祝大家再一次祝大家新年快乐。This morning is the seventh day of Chinese New Year, so we wish you all another happy Chinese New Year. 今日又系人日啦，所以应该祝你生日快乐。Today is everybody's birthday, so I wish you all a happy birthday. 因为今日你大咗一岁啊。You're all older, 1 year older today. 喺农历嘅时候咧，可能即系有啲人想大一岁，有啲人唔中意大一岁。You know, maybe some of us want to get older, and others don't want to get older. 但系冇办法人生就系咁，我哋会长大，系咪？But whatever, you know, we grow older as we get, as we continue to mature. 其实长大咧就系一个福气。And growing older is a blessing. 因为我们应该长大呢就是更成熟更有智慧。Because as we get older, then we should be more mature and we should have more wisdom. 是不是即是人家觉得即是年纪大呢就是聪明智慧的象征。And some people think the older you are, you know, it's a sign of wisdom. Age is a sign of wisdom. 所以我们在一路成长的时候呢我哋祝大家越来越成熟，祝大家越来越聪明。And so I bless you all as you get older, that you would be wiser and that you would be more mature. 亦都祝大家咧喺主里边越来越似耶稣。And I bless that, I give you a blessing that you'll be more and more like Jesus. 因为我哋喺主里边咧，我哋一路喺主里边成长，系希望系越来越似耶稣。Because as we grow up in Christ, we want to become more mature and more like Christ. 我相信所有父母都是一样的，见到仔女长大呢，是一件开心的事。And I think all parents, as we see our children grow up, it's a happy thing. 我们看到他呢，就可以成熟，又可以即是独立呢，就是开心。As they mature and as they get independent, it's a blessing.我哋觉得好奇妙咧，我啲四个仔女咧已经系即系大咗咧，细仔已经14岁啦，大仔已经读紧大学啊。I think it's so amazing. My children are growing up. My youngest is already 14, and my oldest is in university. 但系见到咧一路一路咧系成长嘅时候咧，就系好事。And as we grow up and we get older, that's a good thing. 其实我哋主里边都系一样。我们初信主是一个属灵的 BB, and in Christ it's the same as we first become a Christian, then we are a baby Christian. 但我们主里面都要成长, but we need to grow and mature in Christ. 所以我们一路与神成长的时候我们是要同天父有一个紧密的关系。 And as we grow up in Christ, we need to have a strong relationship with our Lord, our Father.神呢就是喜欢将福气给我们的。You know, God wants to bless you. 神是喜欢呢将很多是一路成长的福气赐给你。And God wants to give you a lot of blessings as you mature in Christ. 今天我们要看到神要给我们一个福气，就是一个可能你一听到觉得这样都可以。And this morning we're going to look at a blessing that God wants to give us, but maybe when you first hear it, you might think, wow, that's unusual. 神要给我们一个福气，就是因为我们一路受管教就得福。God wants to give us a blessing as we get, as we grow in Christ, that we get disciplined in Christ. 所以今天天父的管教使儿女得福。So this morning our title is, It's a Blessing for God to Discipline His Children. 天父的管教使你得福。And God's discipline is a blessing for you. 我们一起看希伯来书第12章第4节至到11节。And let's look at Hebrews chapter 12 verse 4-11. 在这里看到神的管教。And here in chapter 12, we see that God's discipline for His children. 我们看到神的管教使儿女得福。 And we see that the discipline of the Lord causes His children to be blessed. 在十二章第四节，我会读到十一节。I'm going to read from chapter 12, verse 4 to 11. 你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是种子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。在者你们曾有生身的父管教你们，你们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得受苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。我们一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray。 天父，我们感谢你，今天我们在这里一起看你的话语，在这个新年期间的时候，见到主你是希望我们成长，你是希望将很多的福气给我们，你有时在这些福气是管教我们，以致我们去更得到福气，可以更加享受主你和我们甜蜜的关系。所以主，我们求你今天打开我们的心，让我们可以听得明你今天要跟我们讲的话语，让我们生命可以是越来越似你，越来越是荣耀主，越来越呢是将神你那种的生命是活出来的。所以我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 这里我们看到这个经文，就是神要给我们的福气是管教我们之后所得的。 Here in this passage we see that the blessings God wants to give us come as a result of His discipline。 我们看到信耶稣，我们是神的儿女。 And you know, as we are Christians, we are the children of God。 我上个星期呢，我们一家人去香港拜年，探师母的亲戚。And last week we went to Hong Kong and we were visiting with my wife's family in Hong Kong. 今年呢就好特别呢，因为我们在香港的时候，好多的医生侄仔呢，他有好多的初生的 BB。And this year is very special because a lot of the nieces and nephews, they had little babies. 有些半岁，有些一岁，有岁几的。Some of them were just half, 6 months old, a year old, or a year and a half, or whatever. 咁我哋去边度食饭咧，都系同啲 BB 一齐嘅。No matter where we went with to eat, you know, there are all these babies around. 咁我觉得系好特别咧。有啲 BB 咧就系好好嘅。我哋年29过去嘅时候，有一个侄仔嘅 BB 啱啱一岁，同佢做生日嘅。And you know, on the first night we went over, it was the 29th day before the New Year, and it was the birthday of this one-year-old baby. 咁我同佢一齐做生日，跟住我哋又鸭尾洲搭车，就再搭船去长洲，又系我哋嘅大侄仔嗰个21岁，唔系大侄仔，不过一个侄仔嘅21岁生日，又同佢食生日蛋糕。And then we left from Aberdeen and took the bus and got on the boat, went to Changzhou, and it was another nephew's birthday. He was 21 years old, so we had a birthday cake for him. 一晚里边庆祝两个生日，一个一岁 BB， 一个系廿一岁。And in one night we celebrate two birthdays. One was 1 year old and one 21 year old. 我见到呢个廿一岁嗰个后生仔嘅时候咧，我谂起我同师母初初结婚。 記得第一次在他家過年，是抱著這個小 BB， 他剛剛出世，現在21年之後呢，就是21歲。And when we were celebrating his birthday, I was thinking, the first time I was at Kitty's house for Chinese New Year 21 years ago,he was a baby and we were holding him. We have a picture of Kitty and I holding him. 我記得有人睇嗰張相以為係我呢個 BB， 但係唔係。I remember some people looked at that picture we took that year and thought, "Is that your baby?" No, 未生嘅。不知不覺咁小朋友會長大。You know, children, we grow up. 你知道呢，我哋係信耶穌嘅時候，我哋成為神嘅兒女。Do you know that as you become a Christian, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you are become a child of God? 因為聖經話我哋聽，你嘅身份改變，你係加入到神嘅家庭。The Bible tells us that your identity changes. You join andare added into the family of God. Yohan 福音第一章十二節 in the Gospel of John chapter 1:12, 凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄作神的儿女。It says, all who receive him have the authority to become the children of God. Kyle 同我们一起过香港。Kyle went with us to Hong Kong.他又不屬於我們的家庭， He's not a member of our family， 但我們去哪他又去哪，我們吃什麼他又吃什麼。 And no matter where we went, he had to go with us. And no matter what we ate, he had to eat with us. 好像一個新的家庭的成員，香港的親戚全部都接納他當是一份子。 And all the family in Hong Kong accepted him as though he's one part of the family. 神就是這樣，当我们信耶稣，我们加入到神的家庭。我们原本不属于的，但我们信耶稣之后，我们是属于。 And that's the way it is with God. When we become a Christian, we were not a part of his family, but when we believed in Jesus, we joined and were added into his family. 神的恩典，我们有权成为神的儿女。 What a blessing that we can become a child of God. 信耶稣，接受耶稣，接待耶稣，其实是当我们接受耶稣的时候，我们是身份改变，神是好像用法律的途径将我们过契，我们转名，我们真真正正成为神的后嗣人。You know, when we become a Christian, when we receive Christ, when we believe in Christ, Godadopts us into his family, and it's like he uses a legal means and he changes our name. We become part of his family. We become heirs, joint heirs with Christ. 圣经话我们听，信耶稣呢，我们要重生。约翰福音三章三节， The Bible says that when you believe in Jesus, you are born again. In John chapter 3 verse 3,我实实在在地告诉你们，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。 Jesus said, I truly say unto you, unless a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. 当我们信耶稣，我们生命是重生。 When we become a Christian, we are born again. 即是说我们原本的灵是死了，我们信耶稣的灵是生翻的，可以跟神沟通。 That means that our spirit that was dead becomes alive and we can communicate with God.所以我们重生，我们同神建立关系。So as we were born again, we have this relationship with God. 我们可以听神的声音，可以同他建立友谊。And we can hear his voice, we can become his friend. 所以大家好熟悉一个经文，说哥林多后书五章十七节。We're all familiar with the passage in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says,若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. 我们在主里面是一个初生婴孩，我们重生，我们成为新造的人。And so in Christ, we are born again, we are a new creature, and we are a child of God. We have a new life. 我说新年我们个都希望可以重新造人，是不是？And in Chinese New Year, we all hope that we can start a new life, right? We can start all over. 在耶稣里面，我们有这个新的身份，我们属灵的 BB。 And in Christ we have this new identity. We are a child. We are a baby in Christ.
香港好多嘅 BB 咧，見到佢咧，即係都有好感觸嘅，因為好多時咧，小 BB 見到我呢個西人樣咧，就會喊嘅。
In Hong Kong, I was so blessed with these little babies because, you know, a lot of babies, you know, when they see me with my white face and red hair, they cry.
佢未見過外國人啊，驚。
You know, they haven't seen a Westerner before and they get scared.
但係今次咧，啲小 BB 唔知點解唔驚我。
And this time, none of the babies were afraid of me.
嗰個有可以同佢抱，又可以喂佢食嘢，又可以同佢玩。
And I could hold them, I could feed them, I could play with them.
甚至有啲人去抛上抛落啊，即系整高佢，好似我以前啲小朋友一样。
And some I could throw up in the air, you know, and hold them up like my kids I used to do, you know.
但系有个特征，几个小朋友都系一样。当佢真系喊嘅时候咧，边个抱佢冇用嘅，佢要妈咪喎。
But all these babies are kind of the same. No matter who is holding them, when they really start crying, you know.There's only one person that could comfort them. There's mom, right?
Yeah. 因为 BB 知道边个系妈妈。
Because, yeah, they're, yeah. Because babies know who mommy is, yeah.
唔系爸爸喎，系妈妈喎。咁啊，所以我哋系信耶稣系一样喎。我哋初生婴孩，我哋要识听我哋父亲嘅声音。我哋系佢嘅儿女。
And as Christians, it's the same. As new believers in Christ, we need to be able to hear God's voice because we are His children.
Now, 这个希伯来书有一样嘢好奇妙嘅，话我哋听。神接纳你做佢嘅儿女，就系当你有好多软弱、有好多罪、好多问题嘅时候接纳你。
It's when God accepted you as His child is when you were a sinner, you had weaknesses and you had trouble.
有啲人话我听，牧师我唔信耶稣，我要改变自己，成为好人先信耶稣。
Some people say, Pastor, I won't become a Christian until I clean myself up and I become a good person.
系冇可能嘅。是我们带我们的问题，带我们的瑕疵，带我们的软弱来到耶稣，祂接纳我们，跟着信耶稣之后慢慢改变。
What we do is we come to Christ with our weaknesses, with our problems, with our sin, and after becoming a Christian, Jesus changes us.
是吗？所以我们信耶稣，我们是一个软弱的人，有瑕疵的人，神慢慢改变我们。
So we come to Christ as a weak, sinful person that God changes.
神一个方法改变我们是管教。
And one of the ways that God changes us is through discipline.
所以在这个经文我们看得到呢，是神要管教我们。
And so in this passage we read in Hebrews, it tells us that God is to discipline us.
那如果一个人哈是不受管教呢，说天生天养，他会怎样？
Now if there's somebody that is undisciplined, and we say, oh, just let him be raised by himself, what is he like?
天生天养的人呢，是没王管啊。
Somebody that's just undisciplined as they're growing up, they're uncontrollable.
是会失礼人，无礼貌，不受控制。
They'll be impolite, they'll be unruly and uncontrollable.
坏的是不需要学的，是吧？儿女我们要教他做好的，不用教他做坏的，他好像自然识的坏的。
You know, you don't need to learn how to do bad things. We need to teach our children how to do good things. It's like they know bad by themselves, right?
我们有人中文讲的，就是学好三年，学坏三日啊。
In Chinese, they say, you know, it takes 3 days to learn to do something good. It takes, no, 3 years to learn something good, 3 days to learn something bad.
我想都不用三天了，三分钟都学到坏东西的。我们发现到呢，学新言语呢， 我哋香港嘅時候有親戚講我哋聽，啊，佢學英文好難，但係以前做地盤咧，學英文粗口好容易。
There's one of our relatives in Hong Kong. He said, "Oh, it's hard to learn English, but when he worked in the construction site, it was so easy to learn the curse words in English."
學壞好易，學好好難。
And it's easy to learn bad stuff. It's hard to learn the good stuff.
神爱你，佢知道佢要教我哋做好啊。
God loves you so much, and He wants to teach you that you can be good.
神要教导我哋，因为佢爱我哋嘅。
Son, God wants to teach us because He loves us.
呢个经文希伯来书呢个经文嚟自箴言。箴言是这样说，
This passage in Hebrews came from the book of Proverbs, and this is what it says in Proverbs. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves him who he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights.
箴言三章十一节十二节说，我儿不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可嫌犯他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
The father reproves him who he delights.
神是管教责备他所喜爱的人。你知道神爱你吗？
Do you know that God loves you?
神爱你，爱你到底的。
God loves you so much.
有时我们遇到一些一些的事情，神要教我们的，我们不听。
Sometimes we face a situation and God wants to teach us, but we don't listen.
跟着我们因为不听呢，有点不顺境，不顺利。
Because we don't listen, things don't go right.
跟着继续不听呢，可能有失望，失败。
And then,we continue to not listen, and maybe we have a failure.
我哋继续唔听咧，或者有其他困难嚟。
And as we don't listen again, you know, maybe some difficulties come.
呢啲全部都系因为神要提醒我哋，要我哋谂到神，要我哋醒。
All these things happen because God's trying to get our attention. He wants to wake us up. He wants us to listen to Him.
但系好多时咧，我哋要经过一啲嘅事情。
But so often we have to go through some experiences before we examine our life.
神会管教他所爱的人。
God will chastise and discipline those who He loves.
好似父母管教儿女一样。我们有小朋友闯入厨房搞个热水煲在个石油气炉的时候，一定会跟他说，不准啊，出回来。
If you know a little kid runs into the kitchen where you're boiling the water on the stove, you know, the parents are going to say, get out of the kitchen,
是不是？因为知道如果碰到个热水煲会辣亲啊。
Because we know if you touch that kettle, that pot, you're going to get burnt.
我小朋友呢，小的时候呢，喜欢玩电掣。
When my kids were little, they liked to play with electric cables.
他喜欢是插个手指入个电掣，
and they like to try and stick their finger in the socket.
咁我同佢讲唔准，
and I say no.
佢又望住我，
you know, and then you say you can't do that, and they get this sly little look on your face, and their hand would go, you know, 唔准， and they say no, and they do it anyway. You know, pretend like they don't hear.
於是呢，冇辦法，要攞佢手板話打手手。
And then we, you know, no other choice. I'm going to hit your hand.
因為打手手 ，BB 會點啊
？After you hit their little hand, what happens?
打我，爸爸打我，唔愛我咩？Daddy hit me, eh? He doesn't love me.
是不是？其实打因为爱他嘛，宁愿他短痛不要长痛电死嘛。
We hit him because we love him, right? We'd rather that he have a little pain in his hand and not have him be electrocuted. 或者入到廚房是短痛好過呢隻成個熱水煲倒落佢身上嘅成身滾水喎，入醫院係三級燒傷喎。 And we'd rather hit his hand than have him go in the kitchen and have the whole kettle of hot boiling water pour over his head and go in the emergency room with 3-degree burns. 我哋打管教呢， 是保護。 And so discipline is a protection. 因为管教是表示爱， and so the discipline shows that we love our children. 反而不管教呢， 就表示是不锡他。 And if we don't discipline, it shows that we don't love them. 你看希伯来书12章第7节， look at Hebrews chapter 12 verse 7. 你们所忍受的 是神管教你们， 待你们如同待儿子。 那是不是因 有儿子 不被父亲管教的呢？ God disciplines us as his children. 祂管教我们， 表示祂爱我们， 表示我们属于祂的。 And he disciplines us, and it shows his love. If God didn't love us, he'd let us go our own way. It's none of my concern. And if a parent doesn't love his child, and even though he knows a car is coming, let him play in the street. 有冇睇到过年嘅时候，年初三，定年初四？啊，年初三好似系香港有个7岁嘅自由行嘅落嚟，因为唔知左上右落定右上左落，咁啊，即系喺马路嘅时候行出嚟，被车撞死，入到医院深切治疗。Did you see on the news? You know, the 7-year-old girl that was visiting Hong Kong from China on the third day of Chinese New Year and stepped out in front of the moving car because she was confused with left and right, you know, coming up and down.
我唔知佢父母系咪佢身边，话捉住佢手，又话佢自己撞出嚟。
I don't know if her parents were there or not, but you know,
好可惜啊！
如果父母唔锡我哋啊，由得我哋玩啊， 死就死啦，话知你啊，天生天养。 You know, and if a parent doesn't love the child, you know, let them do whatever they want. I don't care. It's their life. You know, let them live it.
神就不会这样对你，神是爱你到底。
God is not like that with you. God loves you to the end.
管教是代表保护，
and discipline shows protection.
我记得我少年的时候呢，我年轻的，我有三个姐姐。 咁我啲家姐生得比較靚啲嘅，咁啊好多人想約佢出街嘅。
When I was a young teenager, I had 3 older sisters, and they all were kind of pretty, and all the guys wanted to date my sisters.
咁我有一個家姐呢，就夜晚想出街嘅，咁啊出夜街，咁啊同父母講定數，10點鐘之前翻到屋企。
And one of my sisters wanted to go out on a date, and so, you know, she made a deal with my parents, you know, yeah, I'll be home by 10 o'clock.
但係跟住嗰晚咧，11點先翻嚟，
and that night she didn't come home until 11.
於是父母就懲罰佢，呢個月唔准你出街，唔准你出夜街嘅。
And so my parents disciplined her. You can't go out for a month.
哇，我家姐點？ 你唔可以咁錫我，唔俾我出街啊！
And then my sister went into a tantrum. You know, you don't love me, you don't care, you won't let me go out.
其實父母係要 保護他嘛， 明知他出夜街過世時會發生很多不好的事。
You know, my parents wanted to protect her. You know, going out too late at night, you know, things are going to happen that shouldn't happen. It's for your good.
但是家姐不明白啊，了解。
But my sister didn't understand.
很多事是這樣的，是不是？ 我們是想保護，是表示保護，表示愛，
因為我們不想兒女遇到危險。 And so often it's like that. We want to love them, protect them, and because we don't want them to get into trouble.
Son,是保护我们。
因为神爱我们。God protects us because He loves us. 你看第八节，希伯来书十二章第八节。Look at verse 8 and 9. 第八同埋第九，管教原是种子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是狮子，即系私生子嘅狮子，唔系老，唔系野生嗰啲狮子啊，不是儿子的。再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当信服他得生吗？神管教表示我们真的属于他的。And when God disciplines, it proves that we are part of His family, that we are His children.
那有时我回到家就要跟我的仔女说，你今天这样做是曳的，我不准你这样做。
And sometimes we go home at night, you know, and I have to talk to my children and I have to say, you know, what you did today was wrong, I don't like you doing that, and you can't do that.
跟着仔女呢会跟我说，但是谁的仔可以这样做，为什么我不行？
And so often, you know, they come back with me and they say, but so-and-so does it. Why can he do it and I can't?
那我唯有怎样答他呢？你是我的仔，他不是，我管不到他，但我可以管你。
And I can only say, you know, hey, you're my child. He's not.I can discipline you, but I can't discipline him.
是不是？我们可能身为父母很多时想管教别人的子女，但我们没权，是不是？
Maybe as parents, we want to discipline other people's kids, but we don't have that authority, right?
但是神管教我们，表示我们是祂的儿女。
But when God disciplines us, it proves that we are His children.
是我笔记里面我好像跳了一些东西没了
的。I'm missing something from my notes, I can't find it.
我想讲这排我灵修呢就一路睇跟耶利米书。
And in my devotions for this while, I've been studying in the book of Jeremiah.
我看到耶利米的时候有一件事很奇妙的，因为耶利米书就是以色列人因为他远离神，神就要管教他。
And the book of Jeremiah is very interesting because the children of Israel had turned away from God and God was going to discipline them.
神就透过耶利米就一路跟以色列人讲很多说话，叫他呢就顺服。
And God was speaking through Jeremiah and telling the children of Israel to submit.
当我们来到耶利米三十一章第三节的时候，神就跟以色列人讲一句很奇妙的说话。
And when you come to Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3, God speaks something amazing to the children of Israel.
当时以色列人已经要被巴比伦俘虏入去巴比伦的时候，但神跟以色列人这样说。
And at that time, the children of Israel were going to be taken captive by the Babylonians, but God came and said this.
古时耶和华向以色列显言说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
God says, I love you with an everlasting love. I use my love to draw you near.
他当时就远离神受神的惩罚，但是神说我以永远的爱来爱你。
They had turned away from God, they had rebelled and they were suffering the punishment, and God says, I love you with an everlasting love.
弟兄姊妹，神同样是用永远的爱来爱你， and God loves you with an everlasting love. 当我们看耶利米书29章至到三十一章嘅时候，又睇到一件好奇妙嘅事。
And if you study from the 29th chapter to the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, you see an amazing thing.
因为有一个经文呢，
我哋好多时会睇会好中意，觉得系好鼓励我。Because there's a passage in that section that when we read it, we say, "I love this passage. It so ministers to me." 但系嗰个经文里边就系神惩罚以色列人，要佢入去巴比伦七十年。神是说透过耶利米告诉他，你去巴比伦，你建造房屋，安心在这里住，你要等七十年才回来，你接受这个事惩罚。 And God's telling the children of Israel, you're going to go to Babylon, build houses, stay there, be there for 70 years, accept this as punishment. 在讲这件事的时候，在29章11节，神说什么？And in the middle of God telling the children of Israel that, what does he say in Jeremiah 29:11? God says, I know my thoughts for you. My thoughts are for peace and not for destruction, that you will have hope. 弟兄姊妹，在这个的情况，神是惩罚告诉他你要接受，但我对你的意念是平安，不是灾祸，是叫你有指望。 And so in the middle of the punishment, God is saying, my thoughts for you are for peace, my thoughts for you are not destruction, that you will have hope.你知道神同样是这样爱你，用永远的爱来爱你，是要你有平安，是要你有指望。 God has that same hope for you today. He loves you with an everlasting love. He wants to give you peace, and He wants you to have hope. 如果需要经历一些痛苦，你可以感谢主，因为神用永远的爱来爱你。And if you have to go through some trials, you can praise God because you know that God loves you with an everlasting love.
你知道这个希伯来书所讲这个管教鞭打呢，个意思就是一个训练的意思。
And here in the book of Hebrews, it talks about discipline, chastisement, whipping, but what it's actually meaning is training.神在训练紧我哋点样成长。God is training us on how to grow up, how to be more like Him. 所以我哋要感谢主，神是用爱心来管教我哋。So praise the Lord, God teaches us out of love. 我16岁嘅时候喺美国咧学揸车。When I was 16 in the United States, I learned how to drive a car. 咁啊，美国好似澳门一样，有好多个路指示牌。You know, of course, in the United States, all these signs on the road, just like in Macau. 咁你學揸車就要學遵守交通規則。And as you learn how to drive, you have to learn how to obey the traffic laws, right? 如果你喺大橋嗰度有個不准駛入嘅牌，你會唔會駛入啊？ And if you're on the bridge, you know, there's a big sign that says, don't enter, are you going to drive up it?你見到個不准駛入嘅牌，你知道呢個係出口唔係入口。如果你揸入去咧，你會撞死係咪 ？If you see the sign that says no enter, you know that's an exit, not an entrance. And if you go up it, you're going to crash, right? 我哋揸車就要按照交通規則揸車。As we drive our cars, we have to follow the traffic laws. 如果我哋按照交通規則，我哋平安安全。And if we follow the laws, we'll be safe, we'll be at peace.但好多事我哋唔按照交通規則，跟住發生咩事呢？警察嚟抽牌啊，俾個牛肉乾你啊！ And then sometimes you know we don't follow the rules in the traffic, and then we get a ticket from the police. 跟住抽牌會點？嘿，有抽牌啊！嘿，有錢你點解要抽我牌啊？明知我係就係揸80米啊，其實150米啊。You know, and then we start complaining, why are you giving me a ticket? I was only going 80, you know, but I was going 150, but you know, that's okay. You know, 那个交通规则，我们罚呢，是为我们安全，是吗？ And the traffic laws are for our benefit. 同样神有好多指示牌要我们遵守。You know, God has a lot of traffic, a lot of road signs that we need to follow.但好多事我哋唔中意遵守神嘅路示牌。But so often we don't like to follow God's signposts. 譬如一个路示牌，圣经话 信与不信，唔好同父一额。
There's this road sign in the Bible that says believers should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
即是话好多信主嘅年轻人就系唔中意听话啊，即系应该揾基督徒嘅伴侣，于是揾一啲唔信主嘅伴侣。
And so many young kids, you know, as they grow up, they say, "Well, I don't believe that I have to get married to a Christian. I'm go out and find some non-Christian girlfriend or something," you know.
跟住呢，发现到呢十个例子。九个半呢都是呢因为信与不信不信那个带走那个信了就以后不信
You know, nine times out of ten, you know, that when a non-believer and a believer get together, you know, the non-believer will take the believer in, away from God.
因为那个不信主就不回教会不信又 不同意的渐渐我都不回教会
Because my non-believer partner doesn't believe and doesn't want me to go to church, doesn't agree with church, and so gradually I turn away from the Lord.
是吧？只是派神已经说过，信与不信，不要同父一轭，为什么我要找一个不信的呢？
The Bible already told me, you know, 跟着结了婚之后发生问题，他要赌钱，虐待我，又不锡我，又成日去拜神，好痛苦。
You know, and then we get married, and then, you know, he's a gambler, he abuses me, you know, he worships the idols, and oh, I'm such in pain.
Well, 一早讲你知道为什么要这样做呢?
You know, we told you, 神管教有时我们要接受。
When God chastises, we have to accept it.
圣经叫我们呢守身等到婚姻。唔好同人哋有婚外情，唔好有呢个婚前性行为。
The Bible says, you know, to be pure in your body and save yourself until marriage. Don't have sex before marriage. Don't have sex outside of marriage.
我哋好多事唔中意听啊 ，but we don't like to listen to that. 人人都系咁嘅，全世界都系咁，点解你咁落后
？Yeah, the whole world is like that. Why are you so backward, man?
基督徒系应该。等到结婚先有性行为。
Christians should wait until we get married before we have sex with our marriage partner.
跟住呢，发生问题，堕胎，婚前未婚妈妈，因为有咗 BB 就被逼要结婚。
And then all these problems happen. I have to get an abortion. I'm an unmarried mother. I have to get married to this guy. I don't even love him, but you know, we got a baby.
可以避免好多问题，你听神嘅指示牌就得啦。
You can not have problems if you listen to what God said in the first place.
呢问题唔系神俾你，我话你听。但系呢问题系因为我哋唔听神嘅指示牌。
These problems are not God giving us these problems. These problems are because we didn't follow what He gave us on the signpost.
遵守主的意思是最平安。
If you follow God's way, it's a way of peace.
有时神要惩罚，要管教，是要想引导我们回到祂的身边。
And sometimes when God disciplines, it's because He wants to bring us back.
我们可能是出轨，神要我们入回轨。Maybe we've gotten off track, God wants to put us back on track. 看希伯来书十二章第十节至十一节。
Look back at the last two verses in chapter 12 of Hebrews, verse 10 and 11.
新生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得受苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子。就是义
管教的时候是痛苦我们没人喜欢 It's painful to get disciplined Nobody likes it
我有时有人说我听白牧师你好衰格你这样做很不对的 Sometimes people come up to me and they tell me, you know, how terrible I am and that I've done such terrible things, you know. It doesn't feel good to get this, to be all that, you know. But you know, when you go home and you pray about it and you think, yeah, I'm bad, I gotta change. When you change, it's peace. Am I?
中文怎么说？我第一堂都是听错的，讲错，是不是？打就是爱，爱就是打也，不是打就是爱也。打者爱也。
I to hit you is to love you. 那唔好误会嘅，唔系虐待。 虐待就是错的。That doesn't mean abuse. 神呢，因为爱我们，就要管教我们。 God, because He loves us, He has to discipline us.
有一个客人进去探访精神病院,
there is a visitor who went to visit a mental ill institution.
他看到一个人在那里用棍打自己的头。
And he saw somebody standing there hitting themselves with a baseball bat.
然后他走过来问这个人兄,为什么你用棍打自己的头?
And he walked over and said, why do you keep hitting yourself with a baseball bat?
他说,因为我打完之后,不打那时候,觉得舒服一点。
And he said, because when I stop hitting myself, it feels so good.
有些人觉得神管教我们,因为
Some people think that God disciplines us because He wants us to experience the better of having undiscipline afterwards.
不是的,错的,
that's not true.
神管教我们是有意思,有计划,不是无理的。
God, when He disciplines, it's for a purpose. He has a plan. It's not just arbitrary.
因为神爱你,祂管教是有益处。
Because God loves you, when He disciplines you, it's for your good.
是为你好的,
it's for your betterment.
管教呢,就教我们明白真理,
discipline helps us learn the truth.
管教帮我们是改变的,
discipline helps us to change.
管教帮我们是信服,
and discipline helps us to submit to God.
管教帮我们越来越似神,
and discipline helps us to become more and more like God, like Jesus.
这里说,管教是得益处,
and here it says discipline you is for your good, it's for your betterment.
在新年期间,我们希望得福,
and in Chinese New Year we hope to be blessed.
这里说,管教是有益处,
and here it says discipline is for your good.
于是大家希望是今天得管教,是不是?
And so if you want to be blessed today, you want to be disciplined, right?
我们可以更加圣洁,
we can become more holy, and we can bear the fruit of righteousness. Peace. The fruit of peace, which is righteousness.
大家, 今天管教的事,可能我们收的时候就觉得不开心,但我们知道是对我们好。Maybe
we don't like to be disciplined at the time, but you know it's for our good.
在总结的时候,有几个受管教的时候的回应,有几个不好,还有些应该有什么回应是好的。
In conclusion, I just want to point out a few responses that we have to discipline, and some of them are bad, and what is the correct response we should have?
很多人就看这些事,就觉得人生是这样,人生有逆境,人生有不境,人生遇到困难,人生是这样,就要忍,死忍。
And some people have the attitude that, you know, there's troubles in life, you know, that's just life, you know. You know, there's difficulties, you know, there's bad things, and I just have to put up with it. Just have to endure.
一個印度瑜伽師傅瞓喺釘床嘅時候，瞓喺釘床辛唔辛苦？
You know, they have this attitude that it's life is like, you know, one of these Indian yogas sleeping on a bed of nails. Is it painful sleeping on a bed of nails?
釘床好辛苦嘛，但係佢不需要瞓嗰個釘床，係佢自己攞嚟嘅。
But he doesn't have to sleep on the bed of nails. He got on the bed by himself.
我哋唔需要死人呢啲嘅事，呢啲嘅困難。我哋反而应该呢，系仰望神，问神呢个困难，呢个情况有咩意思？
We don't have to just endure the trials that God gives us, or that come our way. What we should do is we should reach out to God in prayer and ask God, Lord, why is this happening? What are you trying to teach me?
我应该祷告神啊！求你教导我，我有啲咩地方要改变，或者咩地方要成长。
And maybe we should pray and seek the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this, or how should I grow from through this?
你唔好净系死忍嘅
，Don't just endure it。
另一个唔好嘅回应咧，反应咧，就系自我可怜。
Another bad response is that we get into a self-pity party.
你可以话系一个扭计嘅情况
，maybe a crybaby syndrome.
那因为发生啲唔好事，跟住个，神唔爱我，冇人爱我，我系唔好啊。
You know, these things happen. You say, oh, God doesn't love me anymore. You know, why is this happening to me? I can't take it anymore.
自我可怜。Self-city pity party. 唔好咁样，同样咧祷告仰望主，睇下神要有咩教导你可以改变。
And the same, you know, just look to the Lord and say, God, what do you want to teach me from this? Why is this happening?
系咪自己出轨做错事要改变悔改
？Did I get off track and do something wrong? Should I come back and repent?
是不是有些地方在我里面是 要学习成长？
Are there some things in my life that I need to learn and I need to grow?
是不是有些神你要磨练我，比我更加刚强？
Or maybe Lord you just excuse me testing me so I can grow stronger.
我要仰望主，应该有什么看法或者回应，就应该感谢主。
The right response is that we should praise God.
当我们遇到这些事的时候，我应该感谢主，我是神的儿女。
We should thank the Lord that I am the child of God.
感谢主，神爱我就会管教我。
Thank you, Lord, that I am your child. You love me. You're enough to discipline me, to chastise me.
我应该寻求主，即是给他帮我们改变。
And we should seek the Lord that He can help us to change.
我们更加仰望主，睇到神嘅计划。
And we should seek the Lord more that we can see His plan and His purpose.
我知道遇到困难、遇到痛苦系好难，唔系每一个痛苦系一个管教。
I know that going into trials and difficulties is hard, and not every trial is discipline.
喺呢个希伯来书。十二章嘅时候都俾我哋有睇到喺困难嘅时候有三样嘢要做。
And here in chapter 12 of Hebrews, there are three things that it tells us to do when we face difficulties.
第一咧就系睇十一章嗰啲信心嘅伟人得到鼓励。
And the first is we look to those heroes of the faith in chapter 11 and get encouraged by them.
第二，我哋仰望耶稣，因为佢忍受痛苦嘅十字架为我哋嘅缘故。
And the second is look to Jesus because He endured the pain of the cross for you.
第三，就睇下系咪一个神要管教你嘅事，就是、靠神改变你。
And the third is to look: is God trying to discipline you, to change you, for your betterment?
Thank you, Lord. In the new year, today, every day, we can grow.
And just praise the Lord that today in Chinese New Year, everybody's birthday, we can grow.
成长就是好的，更加成熟，更加聪明，更加似耶稣。
And growth is good. We become more mature, we become more wise, and we become more like Christ.
運動家呢就講，唔付出，唔痛苦，就唔會成長。
And you know, all athletes say, no pain, no gain.
所以我们主里面我们成长都要付出，都要努力。
And so even in Christ, as we grow in Christ, we still need to put the effort in.
愿神祝福你，愿神今日祝福你。
And may God bless you and be with you today.
如果你今日觉得有些地方神是管教你，你需要祷告。
If you feel that you've been chastised by the Lord at this time and you want prayer after the service, I encourage you to come for prayer.
我们的团队，我们愿意为你祷告。
And the pastoral team is willing to pray with you today.
如果愿着之后你觉得我有些困难，我有些痛苦，我都想找到为什么会发生这些事，我要一起祈祷。
And maybe you're going through some difficulties and you want to find out why and you just want to pray about these things. Come and we'll pray for you.
因为希望在这个新年我们更加得福，得管教之后的福气。
And I pray that we can receive the blessing of discipline, the result of discipline in this Chinese New Year.
一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你今日，我们是你的儿女，我们知道你用永远的爱来爱我们，你对我们的意念是好的，不是坏的，你想我们得平安，你要我们有指望，主，我们感谢你。
你是这个慈祥的爸爸，当你管教我们，你是有原因，是要我们成长。所以我求你给我们可以真是跟随你的管教，跟随你的旨意，可以长大成人，不停留在一个属灵的 BB， 反而我们可以成长成为属灵的大人，是爱主。 被神使用，所以求主今日祝福我们当中每一位弟兄姊妹，愿我们是满有福气，因为有神在我们生命当中。多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。默祷之后散会。